堂听 class.com.
In later years, his interest in transcendentalism waned, and he became a dedicated abolitionist. His many nature writings and records of his wanderings in Canada, Maine, and Cape Cod display the mind of a keen naturalist.After his death, his collected writings were published in 20 volumes, and further writings have continued to appear in print.